I heard the Australians criticising the refereeing in the West Tigers match.
Yeah. So, look, just fantastic. We watched the game at the museum. We had about 80 people there. We've got two big screens, you see.
Yeah.
And, look, the atmosphere was fantastic. But I'm, to be fair, the Prime Minister rang me this morning, and he apologised because, to be fair, the Prime Minister's wrote a letter to us every week to wish us well. No, even really? With the World Cup going on, he still found time to think of the Warriors, you know. And he rang me this morning and apologised that he can't get over to the game this weekend. So I'm going to go as his representative. As a knight, I can sort of go as his representative.
Of course and you can. You're a knight of the realm.
I'll be there in the final for you.
Okay. You and the Prime Minister in the final. And will the Warriors be there? That's the thing. Sorry, rhetorical question.
Jim, can I say this to you and your listeners? I've never been involved in politics in my life. Never. This year, I've become very focused on this election because I think the election will be the biggest election of our life in my time. And I'm a great supporter of John Keyes. I'm a great supporter and I'm publicly supporting him now and I've never done that in my life. Helen Clark was a very good friend of mine, but I never come out and endorsed her. But I think this election's so important that people like me need to make a stand, you know, because I think it's Christchurch, Pike River, you know, my father was from the West Coast, so, you know, I know about mining. It's really set us, it's set the country back, Jim, big time.
Some of those Christchurch Labour MPs have done a good job, though.
I'm not questioning that. Mm. I'm talking about running the country, Jim.
So Peter Leach going to Mars.
Blast off. Get ready.
With his beef jerky. The Knight of the Realm business. Because on This Is Your Life, you said the knighthood was about the little people, my rugby league friends, the people you see here today. Everybody says, I mean, a lot of people say a version of that, but I think a lot of people felt proud and felt you were on behalf.
Yeah, I genuinely mean that. I believe it's been for the little people, and I wear it with pride for the little people. When I speak, I take it and put it on display. My wife thinks I'm an idiot, but I can tell you people love to touch it. Love to see it, and I see you're part of it.
I'd like to fit this your second song in because it says a lot about you, I think, and the fact you probably love him, Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great song. Yeah.
Working class man.
Oh, I love it.
So Peter Leach off to Mars today. A lot of Christchurch people are listening and reporting a shake too, and I just went onto the GeoNet site, but I can't find the size of it. But a lot of Christchurch people listening.
We love you down there. We love you, and we're thinking of you. Stay strong. Stay strong.
So the Warriors at the weekend...
Go the mighty Vodafone Warriors! Don't get me going, Jim! Don't get me going! Go the mighty Vodafone Warriors! Oh, yes!
He's getting excited. So they'll beat the Storm. They'll have a real chance in the grand final.
Too right. Mate, how good is it? The Prime Minister, with the World Cup going on, still got time for the mighty Vodafone Warriors.
You like that Prime Minister, don't you? And the Rugby World Cup. You must
beautiful. Graham Henry, my mate, the coach of the All Blacks, my kayak partner.
So... to be. Okay, is he...
Well, no, we do kayak together.
Oh, you do?
When I'm fit, yeah.
Right, gotcha. So, are they going to win it?
Of course they're going to bloody win it. Or he's going to have to live overseas.
One or the other.
Jim, can I say this? At the end of the day, I don't care, because it's a game of footy. I go to the hospital, I see people dying. I see the people in Christchurch. What's more important? Getting those people right.
That's a good last word from you. Thank you very much for coming on today. I know it's a busy day and always lovely to see you.